First Lady, I feel a DJ spirit on me this morning. My goodness, amen. I feel DJ spirit, amen. I'm going to say what Elder Page is going to say. I feel like getting crump, amen. For the Lord, is anybody want to get crump for the Lord? And I just give him the glory and we give him the praise, amen. Because we just thank God for everything that he's done and everything that he's already done and going to do in our life. It's always awesome to see what God is going to do, amen. I'm telling you, the fearful thing is doing it. You having a walk outside of God. When you have that kind of walk, that is the fearful thing. But when you have a walk inside of God, I'm talking about things in your life just constantly increases. God said he constantly adding new vision. He constantly expanding your territory. He's constantly putting things in its proper place for you to begin to expand. People look at you, they'll be trying to figure out how in the world all this happened, amen. Because even though it was just a little wonder opportunity, you took advantage of it. You walked in it. You took, my God, you took advantage of everything in your life. And I just give God the honor, and we just give God the praise for what he is doing, amen. I'm going to try to do something a little different this morning. I'm just going to call our individual's name, and if you can, then just press 1, because I don't want to turn on all the lines, because they be having a lot of interference and a lot of static issues, amen. And some of it is probably on our end, and also some of family, you probably need to check your connections, probably have to hang up and call back in if you do get a lot of interference, amen. So before, let's go ahead and begin, my God, and before we get ready to begin, can I have very own evangelist elect Nita's on to lead us in prayer. If she's on, go ahead and press 1 on your phone, amen. Press 1 on your phone. Take us in prayer this morning, and we're going to follow right behind that our very own Mother Helen. Mother Helen, always give us that that wake me up welcome, amen. And if she's on, I want her to press 1 on her phone as well, amen. God bless you, evangelist elect Nita.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We give honor to you, Father God, for allowing us, Father God, another day, Lord Jesus, in your presence, in your midst, Father God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord Jesus, on one accord, Father God, expecting you, Father God, to bring a true word to us, Father God. We're looking for the living water this morning, Father God. We're looking for your daily bread, Father God, to feed us, Father God, to fill us up, Lord Jesus, so we may overflow, Father God. We're looking for a fresh anointing this morning, Father God. So therefore, Father God, we come to you, Lord, thanking you for another day. Thanking you, Father God. Thanking you for your forgiveness, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, for you being who you say that you are, Father God. And for us knowing, Father God, who you are, Father God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to let us decrease, Father God, while your Holy Spirit increase, Father God. The man of God who's bringing the word, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to just fill him up, Father, and let your Holy Ghost power, Father God, consume the airways, Father God. Consume everybody's mind, Father God. We're looking for a great, great day in the Lord, Father God. We're looking for the new beginning, Lord Jesus, that you promised us, Father God, and we're standing, Lord, together in the gap, Father, for those that may not understand, Father God. But we're looking for a new word today, Father God, a fresh anointing, Lord. So we're asking you to breathe on us, Father God. We're asking you to breathe, Father God. Knock us down, Father God, but don't let us fall, Lord Jesus. Consume us, Father God. Consume each and every last one of us, Father God. And, Lord, we ask you to allow any stumbling block, any obstacle, Lord Jesus, that's standing in the way right now, we bind it up right now, Father God. We're walking through mountains, Father God. We're walking over scorpions this morning, Father God, because we're running to get to you, Lord Jesus. We're running to get to the word of God that you have for us, Father God. So I ask you, Lord, to renew all minds, create a clean heart in each and every last one of us. Let the words that's going to come out of the mouth of the speaker this morning be acceptable to you, Father God. And let us, the people, Receive it, grab hold to it, and apply it into our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. What a dynamic prayer. Amen. And we're just feeling blessed, and we just thank God for our very own evangelist for giving us that prayer. Amen. And we just want to thank God for that prayer. We just want to let everyone know that we're in prayer, we're in intercession, we're in the Word of God, especially on your behalf. It doesn't matter where you're at in the world. It doesn't matter. Amen. We're still there for you. It doesn't matter. If God leads you to connect with us, you best believe we're going to pour into you as sons and daughters, my God, as God lead us and connect with us. Amen. So we just thank God for that. I want our very own minister, Shaquita, if she's on, I want her to press 1. I want you to get a scripture for us for this morning, daughter. If she's on, press 1 and get a scripture for us. But before all that, I want to go ahead and turn to our very own mother. Our mother loved and make us feel welcome. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, Apostle. Good morning. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. On behalf of Apostle Pilgrim Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, and the entire ADM family, we also welcome our very own Bishop Michael Davis. We thank you for taking the time out to listen to us today. And like I said, you are very welcome, 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 and God bless you.
We are very welcome for that for with Mother Helen. I told you all she's going to bring a powerful, energizing welcome. And I know many of you for on last week and also on the week before last, you know, I know you feel welcome with the ministry. And we want to continue to have you to feel welcome. Amen. We're right about now, we have about over 4,000 individuals that is online, on phone, however you're listening to us online. And we just want to just send you a shout out, you know, for about 4,000 listeners that is listening in. With us, amen. And you just stay with us. We're going to have a Power Pack Week that's coming up. I'm going to bring more to you in the announcement setting, amen. And we're just going to continue to give God the praise, amen. I think it's about announcement time anyways, amen. Amen, amen. So before that, we're just going to go in with the scripture. Then right after that, we're going to give the announcement. And if Sister Harris is on, she can press 1 if she have anything she wants to add in the announcement areas as well. Amen. Let me go to our very own. God bless you, Minister Shaquita.
Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, ABM, and everyone across the globe. We'll be coming from Ephesians 6:18 this morning. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on prayer for all of the Lord's people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is a word from God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for our very own minister, Shaquita, for that scripture. Amen. I'm going to turn this part over to First Lady, and she got an announcement. She's going to give us some announcement.
Good morning to my ADM family. Hope all is well with everyone. We truly miss you all very much, and we cannot wait to see you, but we see you in the spirit, right? Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me get my announcement. Okay, first and foremost, we would like to send a very special anniversary shout out to our very own brother Ron and Minister Shaquita. They are celebrating their anniversary on next week.
Yes.
And we want to continue to lift them up in prayer and celebrate them throughout the week. We know marriage is definitely a step-by-step commitment. And definitely, if you keep the Lord at the forefront, your days and your months and everything else will definitely be better. But again, happy anniversary to you all. And we'll be in contact this week with you. And our ADM youth, I am so excited to announce our ADM party, our youth party on June the 5th at 7 p.m. We are having our celebration on June the 5th, our Zoom party. We want you all to get your grades in to Minister Harris by June the 3rd, irregardless of whether you didn't do your best or you're still waiting on whatever the case is. We want you to be a part of our party because we want to celebrate you all. You have forged through some trying times, and a lot of you all, despite all of the obstacles, you were able to finish the course. So we want to celebrate every ADM youth on June the 5th at 7 p.m. In the past, we've only celebrated or acknowledged those who've gotten A's, B's, and high C's. But for this season, we want to celebrate every ADM youth. If you register, if you contact Minister Harris, she needs your email address or email address that you will be able to connect onto our Zoom party. So please be sure to participate. Be sure to participate by June the 3rd with your information. And again, ADM family, we're still in the, we're still under a pandemic, and we are still here to help. And we have received a few requests, but not many. But so we hope that that's an indication that you all are doing well. We want to continue to encourage you all to reach out and let us know if there are any needs, because we are still family and we want to continue to be there for you. We always want to keep in mind of those individuals and our missed who are undergoing bereavement and who are unable to see their loved ones in nursing homes and facilities, or even just being able to stop by their home due to the stay-home order. We just want to give you all some encouragement, and we want to let you know that you're in our prayers. And we know that this too shall pass, so we want you to continue to stay encouraged. Last but not least, please, ADM family, I want you all to be purposeful each morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., with our very own minister-elect, Nita, and Minister Monica from North Carolina. They are bringing the word. They are ensuring that we have all the tools to command our morning. So we want to make sure that you all are in, staying tuned at 7 a.m. You do not want to miss it. It is amazing to just see the how anointed they are and how prepared, and to see the way that the Lord is continuing to elevate them. I'm so very proud of them. And then last but not least, our very own Apostle, he is on 8 p.m. on our conference line. We will share that number during our 7 a.m. Morning experience. He's continuing his teaching next week at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. We want to continue to stay connected, ADM. Stay connected. Stay focused. I know in these times it's very easy to drift off. It's very easy to feel like, oh, I'm not needed. Oh, I'm not counted in, and you know, just gets depressed. And as we went over last month, this is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I want to continue to let you all know that we got to fight through some of that, and just know that you are important in the kingdom, and we are praying for you, and we will not let you all get off track or get unfocused. Stay in the race. We're praying for you. We love you. Stay encouraged. May the grace of the Lord continue to be upon you. And I'm going to turn it over to our very own apostle. Again, stay encouraged.
Amen. Once again, as First Lady was talking about, you know, you want to make sure you're plugged in, especially the things that is coming forth, because it's for your benefit. And you awesomely, you will know what do you need to continue to follow in and do for your life to continue to be blessed. And I just want to send a shout out to my family and friends. I'm going to say family, you know, I'm not going to call you friends, your family, internationally, and different ones in different states. They've been turning out in big numbers, especially on last week. So I want to send a shout out to them, especially my new daughter in Tammy up in New York. God bless you, Tammy, and Monica in North Carolina. And we just want to send a shout out. I send a shout out and thank God for you all and y'all sucking up like a sponge. Listen, I want to let you know something. Many people, you probably feel as though like, well, I got this, I got that. I want to let you know something. If you are not faithfully faithfully having walking in the relationship of God or walking into different things, you one that, you know, you hit and miss and you got some hit and miss areas and different things like that, you know, you don't got the word right. You don't have it. Amen. When you have it is when you could diligently, faithfully walk in it and you got it. And, you know, it's go by impulse. You're living that life. You ain't having no issues or no shortcomings and all that kind of stuff. You got it. But if you don't, if you have these areas, that means you don't have it. That means you are also missing some words. So when anybody gets to the place to where they think they got this information, you're in a trouble place. You are in a trouble place because I don't care how well you are, how seasoned you are, we got to stay around the word of God constantly, even though if it's been repeated, because I bet you 100% that you're going to find something in the word or find something in the study that you miss or the Lord don't give you insight of. Amen. So I want to let you know, when you get something, when you really grab something in the spirit or you really know, you will come to the place and say, I don't know. Amen. I was talking about Ezekiel, how Ezekiel, when God asked him, say, son of man, can these bones be made holy? He's just looking at him saying, God, only thy knoweth. Amen. So I want to make sure we come into that place and you keep getting into the word of God for your life. Continue to be blessed. If not, I'm telling you, you're going to miss it. And when you miss it, it's on you. Amen. So I want to continue to do that. And also, I want to let us know how about us moving forward pertaining to our local service and different things like that. As of right now, we're going to continue to do what we do. I know that they are opening up the churches and they command that they are being open and different things like that. Well, you know, we're going to continue to do what we got to do. We're going to continue to do what we need to do because we got to use wisdom here. First thing, just say, for instance, that I'm not hearing God. Just say, for instance, I'm not hearing God. And there's many pastors, many leaders that they make their movements not in the prophetic realm. They make their movements according to common sense and according to science. And they make their movements. And we got to use common sense here because I'm not going to believe that 100% people is practicing dealing with different things to making sure that this virus don't come. Practicing safety precaution. I'm pretty sure not everyone could come keeping that tight structure in their life. People get relaxed, and if you cannot be faithful to God, why I'm going to think that you're going to be faithful to instructions that going to keep or help your life. And God is the one that will keep and help our life, and some of us not even faithful to Him. So we've got to use common sense, and we cannot put, and I refuse to put our mothers and different ones in harm's way because we still got individuals not, you know, we get these amens, but when we leave from the amens, we still do what we do. So we got to be careful with that. And another thing, you know, the Lord having spoken. And I just want to let you all know, here in Georgia, we got it. They say, yeah, we're starting to go down and all that, but what is starting to go down? We got about, 56 or 58 new cases of Delta. That's Delta, new cases since it's been opening up. So imagine you take a piece of paper or take something and just put down 58. You'll see how many Delta that is. I can, you know, and when they say go down, say, for instance, we was riding at 300. Now we down to 58. So they consider that accomplishment. That ain't no accomplishment. What if you was part of that 58? You got to think about that stuff. Amen. Then we're talking about close to 1,000 new cases. So we got to be careful how our everyday movement and don't get relaxed because the world is relaxed. And ADM, you got to remember this is prophecy. This is prophecy that we're going to go into this part
of this going into this part to where everybody's going to get relaxed, things going to seem like it's calm, and all that. This is prophecy. And that's one thing that God does. He warned us before we must come into that season. And now we're coming into that season, and you got to act accordingly. What did God told us to do when we come into that season? He said, son, this is a season to where we come into. Many people is not going to be concerned about their health. They're not going to be concerned about different things. This is the season to stock up. This is the season to make sure you get a hold to you by all these things that you wasn't able to get a hold to. This is the season to where you get a hold to these items and you stock up. So make sure you all are taking the word of God true. One thing about ADM and Pastor, we don't have anything we trying to gain or take and trying to manipulate you. Your life is very important, well, so your spiritual life as well. So please, mother, people, give them these checks. You're getting these finances coming into a financial place. Please not take things for granted. If you need to stock up on your vitamins, get your vitamins. All the things that was difficult, you have an opportunity to get these things. Amen. Please get all these things that you need and you need to stock up with. Take a couple of dollars out, however you got to do it, and stock up. Trust me, stock up. Pastor, have not led you all wrong or gave you information that it was inaccurate yet. According to the Spirit of the Lord, stock up. And I want you all to do that. Amen. So we just want to give God the glory and we give God the praise once again. I don't think we have any more. I think Sister Harris have any. She had that press one. She's good. Okay. So she's good. Okay. And I just want to continue to hold each other up, check on each other, you know, especially our mothers. You know, we're going to look out for you all. And one thing about it, we've been having church every day for at least 7 a.m. with Evangelist Nita. I'm going to have her come on in a minute. And she just want to share with you about that morning broadcast. We've been dealing with faith last week, and we've been in church. Then that afternoon at 8 p.m., if you haven't been a part, God been giving us into some intimate session that really driving us deeper into the relationship. And I want to share something with you all. If you don't have your, if you're not having a true relationship with walk with God, and you're not understanding the true relationship walk with God, next week it's not going to be no value to you. I'm gonna be honest with you. I could talk about preaching. I could talk about ministry. We could talk about a worker ministry. We could talk about different office. We could talk about your office. But if you don't have that faithful relationship with God, none of that stuff will matter. You'll become an open door for the enemy to use as you like a carrier, and you'll be carrying devastation inside the body of Christ or wherever the body you are connected with. So we got to take this thing seriously, and we're going to find the depth of it, especially on next week. Amen. I want to mention Evangelist and let Nita come in and share as well with us about the Morning International. God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you again, Apostle. I just want to sit and say this. Some time ago, the words, peace be still, I want to think it came from Bishop Davis, brought a word, said peace be still. This is a season right now that we have the peace be still, the rest. And God is pouring into Apostle Temple like crazy. The Holy Spirit is just downloading. It is so amazing how he's just downloading in him, how he has chosen because of us being obedient and being in a season of peace, being still, being in a season of rest, where we're able to get this download so we can share it and get the word of God out, because it is a sense of urgency for us to understand that we need a personal relationship. Not what Apostle has, not what I have, but what you have, what God is saying to you. And we're just grateful to be vessels. We're grateful that Amen. It's a time that we may have been moved. We may have been one way this time last year, but because of what's going on, the peace be still, the rest, we're learning to understand, to hear from God. And it's a blessing to share what God is downpouring. And I want to just sit and tell you all, don't miss it. Don't miss it. Because no one is leaning on their own understanding. It's just truly trusting God, trusting him, knowing him, being committed to him, being knowing that you're in his safety arms. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when the, when you have the knowing of God and you're not just doing things your way, you're doing it because the Holy Spirit tells you to do it. So the 7 o'clock in the morning, come out. Come with us. Let's get up. Let's start our day learning something fresh, taking what we've learned, applying it to our life, decreeing and declaring, moving mountains, letting your faith stretch unmeasurable, and doing that with love. Just doing it. Come out. Come out. Get in the presence of the Lord. Let him know that you are my daily bread, that you are what I need first thing in the morning. We're there, and we welcome each and every person. We're not turning nobody back. Come on, come on, come on, and let's gather in the upper room. Amen, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. Very good. And also our daughter for North Carolina, she's also Monica. And we have Monica here in Georgia, and also we have a Monica in North Carolina. And she's a very, very influenced in the Word of God, and I love listening to her. And I can't see, you know, Pastor can't say that to me about many people, but I love listening to her. And, you know, thank God for her. She'll be on in the morning with evangelists as well. And I just, before we get ready to bring our very own Bishop Davis on, I just want to share something with you all. Evangelist Nita said about knowing the Word of God. And I just want to let you all know, because you have knowledge, because you have some knowledge, I'm going to put some. I don't want to put knowledge on there, because we just tapping into just the tip of the knowledge of God. You know, I'm going to be very honest. Even things that I know, I'm just really at the tip of it. Heavenly must go into the depthness of him. Knowledge is not pertaining to what you know. Knowledge pertaining to is what you glean. I'm going to say that again. It's pertaining to not what you know. It's pertaining to, now this is spiritual knowledge. This is spiritual things. It's pertaining to how, what you can live off of what you know. Amen? Because many people knows a lot, but they can't live it. They can't walk in it. They can speak it. They can preach it. They can minister it, but they cannot apply it. Their life is so far around it. So you having a disconnect of what you know internally or intellectually, and what you can apply, and it's what you're going to apply. Your actions speak louder than words. So I want you all to understand that it's your actions that speak louder than words. Amen. Amen. So I want to go ahead and move forward. Amen. And we'll just continue to give God the honor. We're going to continue to give God the praise. Amen. And we're going to keep turning it up all week. We're going to keep seeing, continue to do what God is going to do. And I'm not going to take up too much time now, because I want to bring on our very own Bishop Michael Davis. And I know many of you all over the world, especially our new partners and listeners, you probably haven't heard him yet. But this is our Bishop Michael Davis. Amen. God bless you, Bishop. I introduce you all, our Bishop Michael Davis. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you, son. God bless you, First Lady.
Amen.
God bless you, ADM. God bless you all around the world that is on the line today. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall be joyous and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. It is exaltation time.
Hallelujah.
It's time in this pandemic effort that we lift up the name of Jesus, for he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of all of the honor. There is a miracle in the midst of the mess. There is a mess, but God is the one who fix up and clean up mess. But if we just look to the hill from which cometh our help, and our help is coming from him today. I just thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for the evangelists that remember a sermon.
Yeah.
Peace be still. Amen. 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 Yeah. God is good. God is good. But today I want to encourage us. As I know Apostle Spencer has been teaching salvation, been teaching how to live according to the Word of God, just not knowing the Word of God, but living the Word of God. Many people know, get few scriptures under their belt and think that we have arrived, but not yet able to live that little that we know. So therefore, we have to the knowledge is how we live, as he said. And I just want to thank him for his awesome teaching and how he's just allowing God to download to him and then sharing with us. But today, I want to go to the book of Acts, if we may.
Amen.
If we may, I want to go to the book of Acts. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you now for your glory. I thank you now for your peace. I thank you now for your own understanding. Now, God, I ask for revelation of a fresh word from heaven that will feed your people until they want no more today. In Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen, amen,
amen,
and amen. The book of Acts, verse 1, verse 9 through 11. And it reads, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Listen to this, church. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go up to heaven. I want to focus on verse 11 in the middle part. It says, this same Jesus. This same Jesus. This same Jesus. There's no other Jesus. There's many, sometime we have been in different places and different walks of life and different teaching, and we are taught of other Jesus, other God, but there is only one Jesus. And this same one from the beginning of the book until the end of Revelation is the same Jesus that came into this world through a virgin, that went into the temple at the age of 12, at the age of 30, that was baptized by John the Baptist, and for 3 years ministered to us, walking and calling disciples, teaching and showing us how to live according to his Father's word. This same Jesus that I had to receive, this same Jesus that many before me had to receive. This same Jesus that gave us a life and life more abundantly. This same Jesus that went to the cross called Calvary's Hill. This same Jesus. He's coming back again. And he's coming back looking for a church without a spark, wrinkle or spots. This same Jesus. So what happened here? We're getting ready to embark on Pentecost Sunday. But Jesus had died, and when he rose, he still walked with the disciples for 40 days after resurrection. And here in this text, here in chapter 1, it is said that he was being seen among the one that he had chosen for 40 days. And in that time, he was still assembling with them, and he was still giving them instruction. He was still teaching them. He was still showing them what was needed to live and to do things after he is gone. So God, this same Jesus is still through the Holy Ghost now, is teaching us how to live, teaching us how to treat people, teaching us how to act, teaching us how to walk according to the word of God. So the disciples, before he left them, they asked him a question. If you in Acts 1, if you have your Bibles in Acts 1 and 4, it says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. Don't leave your God. Don't leave Jesus. Don't walk away
Amen.
From Jesus because of a few trials and tribulations. Don't walk
Amen.
Away from Jesus because you're going through some things. Don't walk from Jesus because you don't know where your next meal is coming from. Don't walk away from Jesus because
Amen.
You don't know where your next bill is going to come from. Just pray to him and he will give you the answer. He will give you the answer. And it said, Jesus told them, but wait for the promise of the Father. Jesus is the gift that keep on giving. The
yes.
Holy Ghost is the promise that keep on keeping. The Holy Ghost
yes.
is the way maker, the miracle worker, and the promise keeper. Huh? The Holy Ghost shed light on his word and bring back to remembrance to us what God said. The Bible says the
yes.
Holy Ghost, it says when the it says you have heard of it, you've heard of God, you have heard of Jesus, but now you ought to hear and receive the Holy Ghost. And he said in verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, a symbolic of death, burial, and resurrection. But the Holy Ghost to come to you today to sustain life to you. And it says, with the Holy Ghost is not many days will come. Another will come to you to keep you. The Holy Ghost will keep us if we want to be kept. So
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is coming, and it is a promise. If we read Old Testament scripture, the Bible have more promises in Old Testament than curses, have more blessings
Amen.
Than curses. You are not cursed, you are blessed. Hey, because there
Amen.
Are more blessings and promises that God, because of Jesus, the gift that keep on giving. Are y'all with me, church? So I want to tell you that we have to receive this same Jesus and receive ye the Holy Ghost. And here what the disciples did, church, when verse 6 says, when they therefore come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Well, Israel was the old, this is the new. So why do you want God to restore that which was old when he's trying to do a new thing in you? Our scripture put it like this, I am trying to do a new thing, do you not know? God is trying to give you a new life. God is trying to give you a new direction. God is trying to give you a new
Amen.
Area to work in. God is trying to give you a new business. God, how about Sunday? God is trying to give you a new mindset, be renewing of the mind. He's trying to transform you, to conform you to now, to walk in your faith. So he's trying
Amen.
To give us something new. Why do we want to be restoring that which is old? Old things have passed away. Behold, I create or give you something new. I hear you, Holy Ghost. God has a new blessing, a different blessing with your name on it. Do you believe
yes.
that the same God that I serve is the same God that you serve? The same Holy Ghost that filled me is the same Holy Ghost that received, that you received? We have to just operate in the same spirit. There's only one body, one mind, one God, one Holy Ghost. Says, and here's what Jesus told the disciples in verse 7. He said, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season. Ah, my God, my God, my God. We are trying to rush some things. Ah,
Amen.
I heard an apostle say that when you have a knowledge, but are you living what you know? Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Jesus Christ. Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Are you living what you know? See, we want the season and the time, but we are not operate in time. We are trying to operate before time. Good God Almighty. If, when we operate before time, the nurturing and the nutrition in our life have not yet matured enough to handle what God has for us. There is a process that we must go through as children of God in order to maintain that which he has already released to us. See, we want
That's right.
more, but we are not praising him for the little that we have already. We want more,
That's
but
right.
we're not giving him thanksgiving what he has already done for us thus far. We want more, but have we appreciate what he's already done for us? My God, he's already
That's
done
right.
things for us in time. He's already done things in our first season. And he said, it is not for us to know, which the Father has put in his own power. There's something God has for us that because of where we are and our relationship with him, he won't release it to us because it would do us more damage than good.
That's right.
So God is trying
Amen.
To get us through a process in order for us to become whole and wholesome. Are you with me, church?
That's right.
And he said,
Amen.
But here's what Jesus said to them, but you shall receive. earth.
Yes.
But you shall receive what? Power. You
power.
Shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you.
Yes.
I need you to wait. I need you to wait. There's something I can't release to you because you don't have the Holy Ghost to handle it. You don't have the Holy Ghost to help you in the midst of all of what I'm trying to give you. He said, after this, the Holy Ghost has come upon you and you shall be a witness. Let's look at that thing right there. The first reason the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you is going to give you some power.
That's right.
And the second thing the Holy Ghost is going to do to you is it's going to make you a witness. It's going to make you be able to be a witness. Why? Because you will have experienced something new. If you have not experienced anything, you cannot share anything with anybody. It is called your testimony. If you have not through a test, how can you have a moment? If you have not been through something and know that this same Jesus that saved them saved you, how can you have a testimony and be a witness? And
Amen.
He said, both unto me, both in Jerusalem. Well, what do you mean? Your life will be a witness, and then what Jesus done for you will be a witness. Come on, got to have both. You got to have a life of a new life, and then you'll be able to tell what God did for you, what Jesus did through you, and you'll be able to be a witness for him on how good he is. Are y'all with me?
Amen. Amen.
And then he said, in all Judea. Well, that means you got to be a witness to different people. You just can't witness to one group of people. You got to be
able to
go into the grocery store and witness somebody. You got to be able to go on the street and witness to somebody. You got to be able to, even in your own home, to be able to witness to somebody. So you can't witness the same way to the same people, but you can use the same power through the Holy Ghost to witness the word of God. That means you can be both witness of him. If you feed them Jesus, you're giving them the best food that they can ever eat. If you feed them Jesus, you can give them the best love that you can ever give.
That's right.
If you feed them Jesus, you can give them the best kindness that they can ever intake for nutrition. If you're just giving the same Jesus that you are intaking, you share it with them so they can intake, we'll have a healthy kingdom. And they say, into Samaria and unto the othermost part of the earth. And this is what they was asking Jesus. Are you ready? Are you going to restore? Jesus said, no, that ain't even for me to do. But that's in my own Father's power. But the Bible says in verse 9, and when they had spoken these things, when Jesus had told them that they need to go and wait in Jerusalem, don't leave Jerusalem, just go and wait. Wait in the area. Wait in the vicinity until. We got to wait there until change comes. We got to
wait there
until the power come upon you. You got to wait there until the promise come, because he promised you he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. And he is a God that cannot lie and will not lie. So if he promised it to you, he is a promise keeper. My God, my God, my God. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. While they was yet standing there looking, the Bible said in this verse, a cloud came down.
Yes.
And received him up out of their sight. And while they looked steadfast in amazement. They looked so amazed, but he had already been telling them what was going to happen. But sometimes we don't believe God's word until it happens. We have to have faith and believe things that we are not seeing. The late Miles Monroe put it like this. The invisible was there before the visible was. He, Jesus. It was invisible before it became visible. The invisible is your faith. Faith is the substance of things unseen, but the evidence of things hoped for. The hoped for is the vision of manifestation. There's some thing that you have been praying for. There's some thing that you have been asking God for. There is some thing that you have been believing God for that has not yet manifested, but yet is still in your spirit. I want to tell you today, keep on praying. Keep on seeking.
Yes.
Keep on searching. Get your relationship right with him, and he'll release the promise to you.
Yes.
He will release, but it's all about the relationship that we have with him. And he said, and he said in verse 10, and they looked steadfast toward heaven as he went up. But here's who. Two men stood by them with white apparel. Now, if you go back in resurrection, on Resurrection Sunday, the Bible say when Jesus rose up that Sunday morning, the Bible say when Mary went there to the tomb and she looked in, the Bible says that there was two angels, two men standing there, one at the head and one at the foot in the tomb where he laid. He's there not anymore, but yet they were still there to give instructions to Mary. And when Mary looked in and saw the angels in there, the two angels that was in apparel, when she came out, she looked up and saw Jesus. But she did not recognize Jesus because he was not in the same body that he went in with. He had a glorified body now. And she went to touch him, and he said, Mary, don't touch me, because I had yet not have ascended to my Father. So here he walked another 40 days eating with them. He walked another 40 days talking with them. He walked another 40 days teaching them.
Yes,
but
yes.
On this day, come on somebody, on this day, while they were yet talking to him once again, they saw him buried, but now they see him rising. They saw him going up on a cloud back to his Father. And he said these same two angels appeared in the white apparel. And he said to them, and they said unto them, ye men of Galilee, why you stand here gazing up to heaven? This same Jesus, come on somebody, this same Jesus which is taken up unto the heaven, this same Jesus will come down so in like manner. As he gone up, he is coming back now. This same Jesus that we must confess to, this same Jesus that we must believe in, this same Jesus but that we must receive into our heart as our Lord and Savior, this same Jesus that we must praise to, this same Jesus that we must give our worship to, this same Jesus that we must give our thanks to, this same Jesus you see going up, is the same Jesus you're going to see come back down. But the Bible says he will not hit the earth like he did before. He's going to be caught up in the middle of the air. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we shall be caught up on a cloud just like him. For he have gone to prepare a place before us. If it was not so, he would not have told us. But this same Jesus that both to do and to show us while we walk him, walk with us, and the same Jesus that is commanding us, this same Jesus is coming back to us. He's coming again, church. But he's looking for a church who have received him. He's looking for a church that is loving him. He's looking for a church that is honoring his word. He's looking for a church that is allowing the Holy Ghost to keep them, reprove them, and reproach them. The Holy Ghost, we must be kept, we must reprove, and we must be reproached. That means that we as a church body and we as an individual who is the church, we must repent. We must turn from our wicked ways. If my people, which are called by my name, if we will humble ourselves, if we will seek his face, if we will pray, if we will turn from our wicked ways, then, how about shun dead out? Then will he forgive our sin, hear from heaven, and heal the land. Church, this same Jesus that died on the cross. This same Jesus that laid in a borrowed tomb for 3 days. This same Jesus that early that Sunday morning rose up with all power in his hand. This same Jesus that walked 40 days. He's coming back again. Are you ready? Are you preparing yourself for the second coming? Are you preparing your life to be received when he come again?
Yes.
If not, I ask today, if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, right now, if you open the door to your heart, right now, if you receive him into your heart as your Lord and Savior, you're beginning a process to be ready when he come again. And once you receive him into your heart, 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in you
yes.
than he that is in the world. We want to operate in the greater. We want to operate in the greater glory. And his second coming would allow us to operate in the greater glory. Church,
right.
I want to leave us with this. How about Sunday? I want to tell you now that the heavens are still open. The heavens are still open. Why? Because he's ascended and he's coming back again. So whatever blessing, whatever prayers, whatever you're seeking him for, just look up to the hill from which cometh your help. This same Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and I right now. Church, this same Jesus is standing at the door waiting on you to knock. This same Jesus is waiting to open the door to your heart and let him in. He won't force his way in because he's a gentleman. So you have to open up the doors to your heart and let him in. Do you want to
yeah.
let him in today? Do would you let him in today? If you need healing, let him in, he'll heal you. If you need some comfort, let him in, he'll comfort you.
Yes.
If he'll let, just let him in, let him in, let him in, let him in. Open up your heart, open up your mind, open up your situation, and let Jesus in, and he will fix it. For he is a way maker. He is still a miracle worker. He is still a promise keeper. And he's still life in the darkness. That is who he are.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. This same Jesus. He's coming back again. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Apostle, apostle.
Yes.
The same Jesus.
Yes.
Is knocking on some that's on this line door today.
Yes.
He's asking them to just open up their hearts and let him in.
Yes.
Open up their hearts and let him in. Will you let him in today, church? Will you let the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in today to be your Lord and your Savior, to restore you?
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. Listen, many of you just need to take this moment to let God come in. I feel a special anointing is being released. And also, as Bishop began to minister, I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, he says, tell them that I'm going to restore relationship. And what I mean by restoring the relationship, many of you thinking that you probably be thinking about relationship that you had to cut off, different things you have to walk away from. But he said this restoring is totally different. This restoring is you already in connection with a relationship. Some of the relationship that you're in connection with is holding on by a thread. Some of your relationship that you are still connected to is damaged. Some of the relationships that you are connecting to, you still have issues to where you're ready to make a decision which way you want to go. But when God says, I'm restoring the relationship, as Bishop was talking about the blessings and different things, what God says, I'm going to take the veil off your eyes now. I'm going to take the veils off your eyes to let you know and let you see the importance of the individual that you are with. And once you begin to see and you begin to value, my God, of people that is around you, people you're in a relationship with, regardless if it's your companion, regardless of who it is, and God says, I'm going to begin to restore you from that point. Some things God will allow to keep the veil over our eyes and allow to keep the things over us and not allow us to see it because we don't took it for granted. But it's only when God releases it, only when God pulls it off and you begin to see I almost messed up a blessed place. I almost lost a great friend. I almost turned around from. I almost walked away for somebody that had value to my life, but I did not see it because I had too much of issues within me. I had too many problems within me. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a blessing. And Bishop already spoke it over you and over us. in the name of Jesus. Listen, before we let them go and before the anointing is gone, if you've desire for prayer this morning, I want you to press one on your phone. And we want to open up the lines where we can begin to intercede and begin to pray for you. And if the Lord desire or choose to speak a word into you, I'm pretty sure that it's not going to be rolled back. So if anybody that desires for prayer this morning, go ahead and press one on your phone. If not, we're just going to bless the Lord for you, and we're just going to keep moving on. So if you desire, go ahead and press one on your phone. Amen. And as the callers press one, I want everyone to stay prayerful. I want you to stay vigilantly and stay connectful, because at the end of the day, it might, you probably feel great today, but you keep living. You keep living. You're going to wish you had somebody in your corner just to help pray you through. Not to give me nothing. I don't need you to give me nothing to stop by and drop something off, but I need your prayer. And some people out there in the world, that's all they saying. I just need somebody to pray me through this one, help me through this one. I just want to stand in agreements with somebody that could stand truly with me. Amen. Let me go to the caller. God bless you, calling you on the air. The last four digits of your phone number is 7797. God bless you. God bless you, caller. You're there, 7796.
Yes, Pastor, I'm here.
God bless you. You are on.
I'll just call it. I just want to just get prayer of encouragement. That's all.
Amen. Amen, Bishop.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now. We thank you now, God, that your word may encourage her. Your word may be strengthen her. Your word is all-knowing. Your word is all-powerful. Your word is all-encouraging. Release the strength. Release the encouragement that she may stay and yet hold on to you, God. Yet we want to hold on to people, but God, we know that if we hold on to you, you will allow us and teach us and show us how to hold on to people. But God, I pray now for my daughter that her courage, her strength may be magnified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Stay with God. Stay with God. Stay with God.
Amen.
Stay with God. Stay with God. Stay with God. I hear the Lord saying, stay with me. Stay with me. Don't let discouragement get you to leave God. Stand your ground, and you'll be all right. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank God for all of you all as we begin to come into the close of this podcast. Bishop, it's always a pleasure. We always thank you for when you come. Amen. It is always
a blessing
to hear your voice. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for you and ADM and all of your listeners. May God continue to bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And many of you, please hear the word of the Lord that was spoken through Bishop, and God done used Bishop and begin to speak the word. Even the prophetic word just came to cross, amen. But God is reestablishing relationship, amen. And I really want you to understand that it's relationship that we sabotage because we didn't see the value or we took for granted of different people that is in our life, amen. And God will take that veil off and allow you to see. Sometimes God got to allow us to take a step back in our own life and begin to examine different people and examine different things around our own life, amen, because some things that we come from or that we don't go through and because we didn't heal properly through that trauma of our life, amen, it kind of took a toll on us or kind of released, got a spirit of sabotage to operate. But God said, I'm going to heal these relationships, amen, and that way you can see the value. You know, I just thank God that some of the relationships that I have in my life, and it's taking me, it's starting to catapult me into other levels, other areas that where I probably didn't think I'm going to need a certain individual or certain individuals to where it's falls into that place where I need that individual for something, amen, because the individual depends on me a lot, then I need that individual for something, and because of healthy relationship, they be happy to open up their arms and things to you. And that relationship could be with your coworker. It could be with a supervisor. It could be with different individuals that God is using to help catapult you or help develop you or help nourish you in your life. And sometimes because we don't know, we damage these areas. So it takes God to help us to reveal. And sometimes the healer is just me seeing what I've been missing. That could be the biggest healer of all. You see what you've been missing. You see what you've been taking for granted, and you could see how much further I will be. Never take the things that God places in your life for granted. Never treat it, even though you don't understand it, and mishandle, even though if it's on your job, even though it is a marriage, it's your it's your spouse. Always treat everything with goodness. Never use these words, but. Amen? That's the individual that is really damaging the relationship on their own. But always use them words that, hey, it's me. It's me. God, what I could do to make it better? What can I do to make it better? And you're going to see it going to take you so far in life to where it's going to bless you. We just thank God for all our families and friends that is listening to us all over the world. Listen, I want you to tune back in starting tomorrow at 7 a.m. We're going to be right back here on this air, and we're going to be blessing the peoples of God. Evangelists, they've been having a great time and having a great sessions that God been leading us. Then we're going to start dipping into that another level, another place in God at 8 p.m. We're going to be dealing with the order of the house. We're going to be dealing with apostolic and prophetic. What is kingdom economics, biblical finances? We're going to be dealing with so many areas and so many accolades pertaining to ministries that you could be operating in your life, and you'll see the blessings, or you'll know what's going to happen in them areas. That's why it was very important for us to establish the relationship with God, because none of these areas we talk about is not going to matter if you don't have that proper relationship. It will come back up, and now you have to deal with it, and that'd be the wrong time to deal with it. Amen. So we want to make sure we really tackle this, and we're going to attack this. You need to come and join us in the Word of God, and as we begin to expose different things, amen, and we begin to challenge your intellect if it go against the grain of the God. I thank God for you once again, and we know we'll be hearing from you. God bless all of you all. We love you. Stay safe and keep this thing, and do not get relaxed because the world is relaxed. You stay in the secret place of the Most High, and you continue to practice precautions. I'm not one to tell people what to do, but I'm not telling you this time. I'm demanding you, by the Holy Ghost, you practice precautions. In Jesus' name, we thank God for all of you all for tuning in to ADM. We give God the glory. God bless all of you all, and stay safe. God bless you all.